702
for the curious.
Now, the embattled South African Municipal Workers Union, SAMWU, has said that it has mandated its national office bearers to open criminal cases against other persons and companies involved in stealing money from the union account. This as SAMWU confirmed that the workers' coffers had been plundered of almost 88 million rands in just 3 years, and said that the report into this wide-scale plundering had been kept under wraps. Joining us now on the line to give us more information is the General Secretary of SAMWU, Kwena Ramatlou. Mr. Ramatlou, thank you very much for joining us.
Good evening, Aubrey and your listeners.
So we've been hearing throughout the day that it was 538 rands that was widely reported in the media that was lost. It's not 538 rands, it is 88 million rands?
And I think, firstly, what I want to do, if you can allow me, I want to put everything in the context properly.
We might not have time, Kwena, but go ahead,
okay.
Sir. Yep.
Okay. Let me just zoom into the one that relates to the Ernst & Young report for now.
Yes.
Yeah, the 538 you're talking about is not the correct figure. It was an allegation that was made to say the union account was left with that amount. But
in fact,
the union account has about 8 million in it. That reporting was incorrect. But what we did in the Central Executive Committee, we were able, first and foremost, to then allow the Ernst & Young to present a report that was sanctioned by SAMWU itself in 2016. The report reveals on how people were conniving and colluding among themselves in the finance department who were dealing with the payment of service providers, that they were paying the private companies and going taking the money from the other side. And what the Central Executive Committee has done, and which we agree, and that's part of what we're going to be doing from here now, is that the recommendations have been adopted by the CEC. From there, the next step is to meet with the prosecution, because there was a case already that was handled by the Special Commissioner of Crime that was dealing with the same matter. We're going to be meeting with the prosecution and even the host to understand exactly how can they assist us, because we want to lay criminal charges against those who are involved in this activity, and at the same time ensure that employees of the union who were involved in this illegal act should be suspended from the employment of SAMWU. Secondly, they should face disciplinary actions in terms of the staff manual of the organization. We're also going to be meeting with the Assets for Future units to ensure that the value of the amount that is in the report and those who are implicated, we should attach their properties to the value of what exactly the report is speaking about, so that when the case proceeds and we're able to succeed in the case, we're able to recoup and bring back money of the workers, the kit of the organization. That's where we spend sense of that.
Sure, sure. Let me just ask this question, Kwena. So in terms of the report, it does confirm that money was stolen from the coffers of the union. And what is the number that is believed to have been stolen from the coffers of the union? By whom?
When you look into the report, what we find is that there are amounts in different forms. You have amounts that there was collision between law firms and employees in the union in finance. You find that there were some people who in finance were dealing with other providers whom, for example, the people will put a name which you know that is the ordinary name that you need to pay every month, but only to find that the bank account, it is not the bank account of the company that you were supposed to pay. And in terms of what the amounts that we're looking at, they seem to be at a value of about 80 million, but would probably be able to quantify once we're able to meet with what the prosecution has been working on the case at the same time. So what is on their side and what is on our side, so that we can combine all the investigation and our investigation this side, so that at least we know exactly when we do the first attachment, exactly who is involved and where was I supposed to attach to bring back the money of the organization back.
Who commissioned the report by Ernst & Young that has given you all of this information? You said earlier on that it was commissioned by the union itself, but who was at the helm at the of the union at the time?
The immediately after the 2015 National Congress that was held in Durban, the first Central Executive Committee that met on in October 2015 discussed and authorized that there should be a forensic done on the period between 2012 until 2015. And at the time, when that decision was taken, I was still the Deputy General Secretary at the time, and the President at the time was Pule Mulalenyana, who is not the President of the Union now. He was removed when the CEC put the motion against him.
Is he one of the people that you will set the assets forfeiture unit on and the Hawks on?
I don't want to mention names in the of people before we finalize issues with the police, with the Hawks and the prosecution. Because that might obviously compromise, people might say, was speaking to them while they have not been served with the necessary indictment. And even companies, I cannot mention names of companies until they have been processed properly in terms of their rights to be respected. But at least we need to know from what we find from the report, what we should be able to can go through and say, indeed, this is what happened. This is how we're going to handle it.
We've run out of time, my brother. I'm so sorry. We've run out of time. The people here are pushing me to stop. But Gwena Ramatlou is General Secretary at SAMHO. 88 million rands from a union, eh? Lots of money, these companies.